Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to call Senate State Affairs Committee to order. Today is Monday, March 25th, 2019. Let the record reflect it is currently 5:03 p.m. Today we have President Senator Reinbold, Senator Machicki, Senator Kawasaki, Vice Chair Senator Coghill, myself, Chair Schauer. Please go ahead and turn off your cell phones or silence them. Staff assisting us today is Carrie up front and Henry in the back because I didn't write it down. Sorry. We have one item on today's agenda, and that will be to continue with public testimony on Senate Joint Resolution 6, Constitutional Amendment, Appropriation Limit, Reserve Fund. Public testimony is already open. We're going to keep it open, and we're going to start with that because we have some people online. We also have, it looks like they're all online, and nobody in the room right now, so we'll get moving with that. I will remind folks that for now, based on numbers, 2 minutes for each testimony. You'll hear the alarm go off, so if you would wrap it up at that time, if you're not already done, I would appreciate it. And the other rules of engagement will just be please make your comments respectfully and civilly. And if you could, during that time, let us know if you support or oppose Senate Joint Resolution 6. And with that being said, we're going to jump right over to Anchorage. The first one we have testifying tonight is Lila Jensen in Anchorage. Go ahead.
Hello.
Good evening. Go ahead, ma'am. Put yourself on record with your name and provide us your testimony, please.
Hi, I'm not very good at public speaking. I'm going to keep it brief. My name's Lila Jensen. I've been Alaska Native, grown up here my entire life, and I just wanted to let you know that I'm absolutely in support of SJR 6, and I think that it should have a cap if we're going to ensure the money for our children for the future. And that's all I like to say about that.
Ms. Jensen, for not having or thinking you don't testify well, that was very succinct and on point and very fast, which is much appreciated. So thank you very much for taking the time to testify this evening. We're going to switch over now to Kodiak. We've got Mike Litzel.
Yeah, hello. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is actually Mike Litzo, speaking from Kodiak. Thank you. I'm speaking today against SJ6. This proposed amendment would have the effect of short-circuiting the democratic process by curtailing the voters' power in only one direction, in that it would allow budget cuts of any size, but then it would lock those cuts into place beyond the reach of the democratic process. So, for instance, if a governor and legislature were to pass a budget that failed, as the last speaker discussed, to meet our obligations to educate the next generation, voters would then be unable to remove that governor and those legislators and to reverse those policies. I see this as a move to put policy disagreements beyond the democratic process, and as such, I see it as a fundamentally anti-democratic proposal to amend our Constitution. And I would say that whatever an individual senator's views are on the related policy implications, I would urge each of you to recognize the anti-democratic aspect of the proposed amendment and to reject it as such. Thank you very much.
Thank you for taking the time to call and testify this evening. We're going to switch now over to Lynn McCabe in Big Lake.
Good evening. This is Lynn McCabe calling from Big Lake. Thank you, Chairman Schauer, for giving me the opportunity to testify. I am calling in support of SJR 6, the proposed constitutional amendment, which, if passed by the citizens, will cap government spending and create a savings plan for Alaska. It's time that we put a stop to not knowing how much we'll spend for the year. Governor Dunleavy just returned from an energy meeting in Texas, and he informed us at a meeting the other night that without a budget cap and without a stable budget, the resource developers are reluctant to make the commitment to come up here because they don't know what to expect in the form of taxation when our budget has a shortfall and we expect them to fill it. So if for no other reason than that, we need to implement a spending cap. So once again, I am in favor of SJR 6. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lynn, for taking the time to call in this evening. Okay.
We are exhausted our three so far. That's all we had called in to this point. It's 5 o'clock, so it's still a little early on a Monday night. Maybe let's go ahead and do that. We're going to take an Eddie's.
back on the record. All right, this looks like we've had not going to get any more testifiers after a half an hour waiting. So this time I'm going to close public testimony, and as always, we encourage and ask folks who did not get a chance, give us your testimony on the record. You can submit it to senate.state.affairs@akleg.gov. This concludes our business for today. Senate State Affairs Committee will be meeting again on Tuesday, March 26th at 2019, back in this room. We'll consider amendments and possibly move an SJR 6, constitutional amendment, appropriation limit, reserve fund, and we will have a rollout of SJR 4, constitutional amendment, state tax initiative from rules requests by the governor. Seeing no other business before the committee, no, it is tomorrow. This is only Monday. Remember, we're a day early, so throwing everybody off a bit. You're not the first one to say that tonight, no less. So we'll go ahead and adjourn. Let the record reflect it as 5:26 p.m. Thanks, y'all.